You're listening to Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Anna Caroline Caruso, NACM's Editor-in-Chief. In honor of Extra Credit's first birthday, we're bringing you a special Best Of episode. Here's a roundup of the most popular podcast episodes from the last year. First, we're taking a look at how bad debt write-offs are nothing short of a nightmare for credit professionals, and some have reported an increase in their bad debt write-off percentage in recent years. According to a recent eNews poll, most credit professionals say their company's yearly bad debt write-off as a percent of net sales is less than 0.50%. Nearly a quarter say it's between 0.50 and 1%. Gwyneth Weeks is operations manager at Big D Concrete. Writing off bad debt is typically a last resort if a customer files for bankruptcy or just doesn't pay. But Week says you don't want to be too quick to write something off that might be collectible in the future.
Typically, if we've gone or are in the legal process and we already know there's not going to be assets, or if there's a bankruptcy and there's, you know, no assets on that bankruptcy filing.
I try to collect to death, so it takes a lot for me to consider something just uncollectible and a write-off. Well, I just closed the file on one from 2019, so that's 3 years.
This time last year, many employees went into a quitting frenzy, hopping to different jobs in search of something that better fit their lifestyles. But 1 year later, that trend deemed the Great Resignation may slowly be coming to an end as employees become increasingly concerned about job security. Chris Myers is president of Professional Alternatives. He says some power is starting to shift back to employers.
We've seen with a number of the clients and companies that we work with, they're being much more cautious, if you will, with regards to the way that they hire and the way that they make offers to the hires. 5-6 months ago, you know, companies were willing to, you know, adjust the pay grades and offer sign-on bonuses and things like that in order, if they found somebody with the skill set that they needed, they would typically be pretty aggressive in getting them on board. And now we see companies being much more cautious, where they're not quite as willing. If somebody's salary expectations are too high, they're passing on them and going on and continuing to look for candidates.
For credit professionals, the qualities they want in new hires have changed. For example, in 2019, 87% of creditors looked for candidates who had a college degree, among other qualities. But today, 0% view a degree as the most important factor when hiring. Instead, prior credit experience is the most important quality, alongside willingness to learn and emotional intelligence. Susan Rausch is a credit supervisor at H.B. Fuller Company. She would hire a candidate who shows willingness to learn over one with prior credit experience, partly because it will make the training process a lot easier.
I look for intelligence, integrity, willingness to learn, and a good chemistry with people. If I have those non-tangibles, I can teach anything. I'm looking for someone who's hungry and has passion and can bring an energy to the team. If you're looking for a credit person in today's world in a bigger company, there's so many more technicalities that you have to understand and that you have to work with. It's no longer, 10, 20 years ago, sitting down and making a collection call. It can be so much more complex than that.
Credit professionals guided their companies through the highs and lows of 2022. And the new year is expected to come with more challenges for businesses as talk of a looming recession continues. But some credit professionals plan to turn those challenges into opportunities for both their companies and themselves. Incorporating more automation in the credit department is the most popular New Year's resolution, according to a recent eNews poll. 33% of respondents are focused on reducing overdue AR in 2023, and others plan to invest in credit education or spend more time with the C-suite. No matter the goal, these credit professionals are determined to rise to the challenge. Natalie Pearson is an AR collection specialist at Dallas PWD LLC. She says reducing overdue AR is a core responsibility of the credit department, and the current economic climate has made the job much more challenging.
We've just noticed trend-wise that it's taking longer for customers to pay us. So our good-paying customers pay us well, but even the ones that have been paying sort of within 30 days, they might go to 35 on net 30. So We're just seeing customers are extending the amount of time that they can take to pay us or requesting extensions. We're partnering with our operations team to contact customers who are past due in terms of COD customers or homeowners that have had their projects completed, just so we can work together to be able to reduce that overall.
Supply snags and transportation logistics play a massive role in rising costs and today's economic uncertainty. In some cases, credit professionals are left navigating the fallout. Shane Inglesby is a corporate credit manager at Geneva Rock. He says a severe cement shortage is making it difficult to fill orders.
It has significantly impacted our business to meet the demand. And right now, knock on wood, we still have a very high demand for concrete, especially in the commercial sector. And so essentially what it's come down to is not so much a lack of material. Their production facility isn't able to produce it as efficiently as they did before.
So his company is forced to make difficult decisions about who gets concrete and how much.
Right now, we are being inundated with credit applications because our major competitors are having the same cement shortage. And so companies, concrete contractors, are being told by their preferred provider, someone that they've probably had a long-standing relationship with for years, hey, I can't get you what you need. These individuals' livelihoods are literally on the line. These customers are desperate and they're going, well, we hear that Geneva Rock is providing material, so let's see if we can get it from them.
Many experts agree the economy is on track to enter a recession, but the warning signs are shaping up to be much different than past financial crises. Inflation sits stubbornly at a 40-year high, driven by severe supply constraints. The labor market remains red hot, with nearly 2 job openings for every unemployed person. And the Federal Reserve is playing a dangerous game of chicken with inflation by aggressively raising interest rates. NACM economist Amy Cruz Cutts explains what exactly today's economic trends mean and which factors credit professionals should keep close watch on.
I think that one of the bigger worries will be both a combination of, declining sales, I don't need stuff anymore, along with probably the bigger issue of I can't afford to pay for it. There's a lot of discussion right now in economic circles about what this recession will look like when it comes. And I know there's going to be a recession. I don't know when, but so we'll start with that. I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. I'll put that out there. But nonetheless, the question of, well, what will it look like is an important one. And there's, kind of a skepticism among economists that this will look like the typical labor market recession where we see big layoffs, because companies have had such a hard time getting workers that the thought of them turning around and firing them all seems a little short-sighted.
That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn.